This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal after more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday, hospitality in Melbourne can reopen, but restrictions on numbers remain.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59 p.m. Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there will be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space.
Andrews also said travel restrictions limiting people to no further than 25 kilometres from their home will end November 8th, which will allow people in Melbourne to travel to Victoria's rural areas. Health authorities in China's northwestern Xinjiang province have launched a widespread testing effort in Kashgar after 137 new asymptomatic COVID-19 infections were discovered. The new cases were detected after a 17-year-old girl was found to be asymptomatic. The other asymptomatic cases have been traced to a factory where the girl's parents work. Malaysia's King Al-Sultan Abdullah has rejected Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin's request to declare a state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The royal palace announced the decision in a statement Sunday, saying the king, quote, is of the opinion that there is no need at the moment for His Majesty to declare an emergency in the country, end quote. The statement also said the king is pleased with Prime Minister Muhyiddin's handling of the pandemic and called on all politicians to stop any campaigning that could seriously damage the government's stability. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still wants to work on a coronavirus relief bill in Congress. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
With just over a week to go until the November 3rd election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not giving up on passing another coronavirus relief economic package. The Democratic leader, appearing on CNN Sunday, says she sent the Trump administration a list of concerns on Friday and was told she'd have answers today. Before Pelosi spoke, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the administration has made many offers, but Pelosi, quote, continues to move the goalpost. I'm Shelley Antler.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and Senator Susan Collins is the only Republican to indicate she would not vote on Barrett's nomination due to the close proximity to next week's presidential election. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination, both objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in such rapid fashion. Ginsburg died last month. The United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least 5 Taliban insurgents. A military spokesman explained in a tweet the overnight action was taken to defend Afghan security forces in line with a February deal between the U.S. and the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly 2 decades of war. The spokesman said, quote, we reject the allegations of violating the agreement and of killing innocent Afghans, end quote. He was responding to allegations by the Taliban that a U.S. drone strike Sunday evening, quote, in recurrent violation, end quote, of the agreement killed 3 children. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement, Armenian forces has shelled villages in gross violation of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had grossly violated the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. The U.S. State Department and the governments of Azerbaijan and Armenia announced the latest humanitarian ceasefire in a joint statement Sunday. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.